Okay, we're picking up eight lines from the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis. We're discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that when one has Bia with his father's daughter from a Kiddushin, he's going to be Chayav for the Isser of Achoso. He's not going to be Chayav for taking the Bas Ishtos Aviv. He's not going to be chayav for taking the father's wife's daughter. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Bas Ishtos Avicha, that Isser. Bas Ishtos Avicha, my vele. So what does he do with the Isser of Bas Ishtos Avicha if it tells us there is no other Isser, meaning Kortar, but I understand. It's chayav Shtei Lavim. So if a person has Bia with his sister who's also Ishtos Avicha, then he's going to be chayav two separate Lavim. But according to Rabbi Yossi, what's he going to understand with this? So Zak the Gemara, Mibayle, Mishiyeshlo, Ishtos Lavicha Ba. That this is only going to be telling you that you're going to be chayav only for having be with your sister when it's somebody that your father could have had a relationship with. That's going to exclude if a person has a sister through the fact that his father had relations with a shifcha knainis or non-Jew, that would not be halachically a sister. She'ein ishus bas lavicha, and you would not be chayav according to Rabbi Yossi in that case, because it's lo safsei b'kedushin. Rashi points out the kedushin is not tosin by a goy, and therefore, that would be the case over here. You would not be chayav. So the Gemara asks, "Ve'ima prat lachosa manusa." But maybe you could say, according to Rabbi Yossi, they should exclude one sister of a woman who was raped by the father. That would not be the isra deraisa of having relations with your sister, because she's not really your sister because it was out of wedlock and it was somebody that was through onsin. Maybe that's not going to be this isra. So the Gemara says, "No, because I lamati amas." Minderava, because you can't have that because of Rava's teaching. The Rava Rami, Rava has the contradiction between two different psukim. Ksiv ervas bas bincha or bas bizcha le segala. One pasuk says, do not open the nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter. Don't uncover it. Ha bas binadida. This implies that her son's daughter, uvas bitadida, or her daughter's daughter, Shari, is going to be permitted based on the pasuk. That's the diuk in the pasuk. That's the implication. However, it says explicitly, the ksiv ervas isha uvita lo segala. It says the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, you shall not uncover. As bas binav, as bas bitash, not her daughter's daughter or your daughter's daughter, your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, do not have relations with them. So now, how could that be? How is this one, again, the pasuk Yod, which implies that one is permitted to have relations with his daughter of his wife's child from another person, while the other one seems to say that it's usher. So how do you have this? Kanva onsin, we must say that the first pasuk is talking about a case of onsin. In that case, we're talking about if that case, a son's daughter or daughter's daughter, first the case where that was out of wedlock, that was raped. Reuven had raped, let's say, Miriam, and she had a child, Shimon. Shimon had a daughter, Dina. So therefore, the Pasuk Yud is telling us that Reuven is going to be asked to marry Dina, but it tells us that Reuven would be made allowed to marry the daughter of Miriam's child from another marriage, since Miriam is not Reuven's wife. So therefore, Kanbotzim Kanbin is Suin. So the second Pasuk is coming to teach you that they were speaking over there that anyone through marriage is going to be teaching you that it's going to marry a daughter of his wife's child from another person, that is going to be through the Isra Reis is going to apply applied when it is married. So when it comes to the case of Bas Eishes Avicha, so when it comes to Bas Eishes Avicha, we're telling us since it's his sister, you can't tell me that it shouldn't be punished. So based on Rava, we see clearly it's defined as your sister, and you should be punished on that account. So now the Gemara continues asking the Rabbi Yossi, Ve'ema Prat L'chayav Elavin. Maybe Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell us that they should exclude a woman who is going to be a chayav elavin. For example, if you have Reuven who married a mamzeres, Rashi says imnasa alviv mamzeres. Reuven marries a mamzeres, and he marries Sarah who's a mamzeres, a holy bas, and he has Rivka. So then, because maybe the kedusha is not tosin, because he should have, it's an issue direction for him to marry a chayav elavin. So maybe this sister is not really a sister. Then he had him, the other child, with another wife, let's say, and this person has bia with that child. So maybe it's not going to be the Isra Dereisa of Achoso. Maybe that should be excluded by Rav Yossi's drasha. So the Gemara says, Rapapa, Chayav Elav Natasha B'Kedushin. What are you telling me? That when it comes to an Isra Dereisa of Elav, we assume that there would be a shame, a chalos of the marriage, and there really would be your sister fully, and that is chal, it's still fully considered the child out of a marriage. Dechsiv, how do we know? The Pasuk says, Kisiyana Le'ishtei Nashim Achas Avuah V'Achas Sinua. The Pasuk tells us that if a person hates one of them, right? So one of them you loved and one of them you despised. Is there one that's loved before Hashem and one that's hated before Hashem? As Rashi points out over here, that isn't necessary for the Torah to tell us that the father shouldn't do this or he shouldn't be able to despise his wife because of a life for the wife? Obviously he's not allowed to do that. Obviously if he despises him, he's not allowed to change it. Does it, the fact that he doesn't like him and he hates him, Hashem hates him, so therefore it can't be that his personal feelings are going to affect any of the halachic situation. So that's the Gemara's question over here. So rather, what it must mean is ela ava ava b'nisueha. Rather, it means that it's loved in front of Hashem, in front of the fact that the marriage was mutter. Snua, snua b'nisueha. As opposed to when something is hated by Hashem, it's despised by Hashem, because it is something which was usher. Still, the Amar Rahmana ki siyena. The pasuk says ki siyena implies that siyena leish, meaning that she has two wives, that there is a fact that the kiddushin is chal, and they're both considered his wife, and therefore that would be, we see from over there that the kiddushin is chal, and therefore a person, if you have a daughter of such an iser deraisa, that would still be halachic your sister, and having bia from with her would still be the iser deraisa of bas. So therefore, that can't be Rabbi Yossi suggested. So Gemara says, fine. But ima prat lechayve krisus. Maybe Rabbi Yossi should say that if a person is ba whoever it might be, some one of the Isra Karis. So Reuven is ba ala choso and has a daughter out of that marriage, or that's not really marriage. We're going to see. So he has the daughter Sarah, and then Reuven has a heter marriage and has the baby, another child Shimon. So it's Shimon relation to Sarah is his sister, but maybe this one is an Isra Kari, she's a Mamzeris. Maybe that would not be included in the Isra of, besides there would be an Isra Reis of a Mamzeris, but maybe there shouldn't be the Isra of an Ach. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Ervas Achoyscha Vasavicha Vasimecha. That the erva, the nakedness of your sister, whether she's your father's daughter or mother's daughter, moletus bias and moletus chus, whether she's born inside your home or outside your home, do not uncover their nakedness. Right? Losig alar vasa, the end of the pasa. So the Gemara says, Bein shomer lavicha kayam. So that means, what's the lashon of moletus bias and moletus chus? So the Gemara's addressing now. Whether that when you tell your father, moletus bias, keep her, meaning she should be allowed to remain in your home because she's allowed to be married to your father, that is, daughter is that union of that marriage is okay. Or Bein shomer lavicha would say, may they get rid of him. Yet the Torah tells you that she is your sister. So therefore we see from here that even a woman who is usher under is a derisa of kares, therefore we should still say that a person, the brother is going to be chayav to have relations with her because that is his sister. Rabban just asked the Geshmak Akasha, he says, when we said Meletus bias is referring to an iser kares, maybe Meletus chutz rather, maybe Meletus chutz is really referring to chayav lavin. Maybe Meletus chutz is chayav lavin, and therefore you'd still have a question of where do you know chayav krisus? So Ramban explains that the Gemara means that Meletus Chutz implies a woman who's going out automatically. Not that she should be sent out. In Echanami, if the Lashon meant that she should be sent out, then we would have the implication that maybe it should be something which is going to be usher by only a Chayvei Lavin. But since the Pasuk is telling you Meletus Chutz is that Meletus Chutz implies that automatically Mela, without a divorce, she's not Shayach to you, that means that it would be someone who's only in a Chayvei Karis, and therefore we have the Drasha that she's excluded. So the Gemara says, Ema, no, but maybe Bein Shomer Alech Vicha Kaya. Maybe you could say, whether your father says, keep her, Bein Shomer Alech Vicha Otei, your father says, send her out. Rahman Achoschei, the Pasuk is telling you, Achoschei, the Rabbos, Achos, the Mashiv, Chagvaras, Kuchavim, to include the case of one sister from an Eved Knaini or a Goy. That case, Moletus Chutz, it refers to a woman who goes out automatically without a get, because this Kedushin does not take effect with her. It could refer to an Eved Knaini or a Shivcha, that case would be Moletus Chutz. So maybe Meletus Chutz means only a woman who's a goy, not necessarily an Isser Karis. So the Gemara says, Amar Krab, Bas Eishes Avicha, she is your father's wife's daughter. Mishesh Lo Eishes Avicha, she's your father's wife's daughter. If you're saying it's a goy, then it's not going to be your father's wife's daughter. So therefore we say that since it's a kiddushin is not toshin by the father if he married a goy, so therefore it can't refer to that relationship. Therefore we say that Moletus Chutz must refer to a daughter of a woman who is under the Isra Karis and not that of a goy. So the Gemara says, Umar Isa, what did you see to tell me that this pasuk of Moletus Chutz is referring to the Isra Karis of Karis as opposed to the case of a goy? So the Gemara mistavra chayave krisus havele larabos, because Pasha says it should have included the case of an iser deraisa of kares shekain tavse beho kedushin la'alma, since there is a kedushin by the fact that they're allowed to marry other yidden. Just as she's your sister, she's not shayach to you, but she's allowed to marry any other Jew. So therefore, it would be shayach. Adarava, but on the contrary, shivcha v'oris kachavim avilei l'rabos. But it should be included in this, should be a shivcha kainis, and a goy, de'imegayar, because if she converts, then she'll be able to have a kedushin being toasted by her. So the Gemara says, l'chi megayra gufa achrinai. Now once she converts, it's not the same person b'chlal. She's a different person. So it makes more sense to be merabe echai bekaris, which is shayach, to marry somebody else in Klal Yisrael, as opposed to a goy, who's, until she converts, she would not be allowed to marry somebody in Klal Yisrael, and therefore it makes more sense that the Yisrael Dorisa Karis makes more sense over here. So now the Gemara, we just concluded that according to Rabbi Yosef Bermuda, that Meledes Chutz includes somebody who is going to be an Yisrael Dorisa of Karis. So the Gemara wants to ask, what do the Rabbanan do with this? Rabbanan, they say, they learn from there that it's chayav two different lavin. So where do we know that a person who has bia with a goy and has a child, that that person would not be part of the shaychus of your sister, the issur deraisa, an additional deraisa of having relations with your sister? The pasuk is talking about Evrei Ivri. We mentioned this. Rashi quotes this already on the Amud before. The Daf before, to teach us that this is the source for telling you that one is us, that when a person has, if the father is Jewish and the mother is not, that would be, at least by Evrei Ivri, we see this, that the Vladin are going to be called after the mother. How do we know this? Because when it comes to an Evrei Ivri who has relations, who's married, or whatever, who wants quasi-marriage to this Shifcha Knainis, he's allowed to have relations with the Shifcha Knainis, even if he's previously married to Evrei Ivri, he's allowed to have relations with the Shifcha Knainis, and whoever the children are, he shall be allowed. The other pasuk says, Tiyeh Ladunea, and he leaves. And so that's what we see from there, that the woman stays with her, she stays in a non-Jewish Shifcha Knainis, and the Evrei Ivri, after Shei Shani, will be leaving. So the Gemara says that we see from there that when he has relations with the woman, that they're not Nisyaches after him. If they're full-fledged Jews, they would leave with him after Shei Shani, but they don't, so therefore they're considered non-Jews. So the Gemara asks, well, that's a good point. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, what does he do with that drasha? So the Gemara says, that one, Chad B'Shifcha. Ha'ishavi L'Adel is teaching you the case of a Shifcha, V'Chad B'Avad is Chachamin. And the other one has to teach you the case of a novad eschachavim that she's not related to you. Utsrichin, I need both the psukim because iashmin and shivcha. Because if you only tell me the case of a shivcha by the case of the Evid Ivri marries the shivcha kanaini, so the children are going to be non-Jews. Mishum de'ein layach la'in lachayas, because she doesn't have any relationship with her father. As Rashi quotes the drasha, because we say the pasuk says shuv alachem po ima chamor. Avram Avinu is telling Eliezer, go stay with the chamar. The Gemara as a drasha, amadom al chamar. People are similar to a donkey, and the goy over there is considered amadom al chamar, and therefore they're going to be not considered Jews. However, when it comes to avad kochavim, Rashi points out we do have a yichus because we have dechsiv baladan ben baladan and hardiman ben tarvirmon that we see that they're mesiachas after their father. So therefore, I would have said that there would be shayach. So again, utzrichat iashman and shiv chamishim dein lachayis because she has no relations to her parents. So therefore, no legal relations to her parents, and Torah is a mesiachas to their relations with her parents, or relationship with her parents. We just mentioned the pasuk as two pasukim specifically quoted. They both have the goy being misachas to their fathers. So imalo, I would have thought that would be considered somebody. She is considered your father's wife's daughter, and she should be taka aser. So viyashmin avad kachavim. Now, if you tell me only avad kachavim, mishum de lo shayach b'mitzvos, because she has no shaychas to any mitzvos whatsoever. So I understand by her that out of that union is not going to be related to you, as she's not your sister whatsoever. However, shivcha knainis, who is the shaykh of mitzvahs, we know that a shivcha knainis is obligated in all the lavin, and any mitzvah that a woman is definitely chayavin, right? Oh, an eved knaini also, he's going to be putter from mitzvahs asher zargamama, but it's a chiddush by a man, but by a woman. A woman's also putter from mitzvahs asher zargamama, and we learn that a shivcha knainis is going to be chayavin all the mitzvahs, that a Jewish woman is going to be chayavin also. That's all shayla. Is she have an income? What is the status of a shivcha knainis and an eved knaini? Are they a Jew with an incomplete kedusha, or are they a goy with a gzeras akustiv that they have a mitzvah? There's enough kaminas to that. That's a famous chakira that's brought out. I think Reb Chaim had this chakira about the nature of a shivcha knainis and a shivcha knainis and an eved knaini. But by the way, that's not for us right now. What we're saying about shivcha, she has mitzvahs, emalo, so I would say that maybe that she would not be excluded from a Yishev al-Adel. So therefore, I need the Yishev al-Adel to teach me this pasuk and also the gzira, the drasha that Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda had. So therefore, tzricha, we need both. So the Gemara asks, that's a good point. V'rabbanan. So now that Rabbanan is a good point, Ashkechad Shivcha, that we find a source from a Yishev al-Adel that tells you a Shivcha Gnein is married to a Jew, a man, if the children are going to be sachet after the mother, not the father. And therefore, they would not be Jewish. However, Ovid Kachavim Alu, where do I know that an Ovid Kachavim, someone's violating, someone worships someone as Zara, how do we know from them that there's no Yichus? V'chitem anelef Mashivcha, well, they're not from Mashivcha. Hanu Mitzvah Tzrichei, I could say that there's a difference. As Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda had a very good taina that they're Mesiachis after their parents, as opposed to a Shivcha Kananis, who is not. So therefore, they'll need a pasuk to explain this. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rishim Baruch Hai, Amar Kra, Ki Yasir as Bincha Me'achara. The Pasuk in Kiddushin also uses this, that really you need that. You need the first part of the Pasuk, as Rashi quotes for us. It says, Bischa Lo Siten Livno, And then it says, Kiyasir bincha me'acharai, that you're gonna have the, because if you have bishalos in the note, then they're gonna turn their son away from me, and they're going to worship Avodah Zarah. So now who's this talking about? This is talking about if you give your daughter to a son who is, their son-in-law is going to be a non-Jew, and then they're gonna come to worship Avodah Zarah. So what do we learn from here? Bincha me'israel is kar bincha. We see that we're saying that son, that grandson of yours, is gonna come to violate Avodah Zarah. He's still called bincha. He's still called your son, and therefore we see that he's called a Jew. We don't see when your son marries a Jew, your grandson from your on your son's side, we don't see that that's called bincha. The pasuk says, over there, Rashi points out, as bincha, we see by there, about, bincha. We don't call him your bincha. The pasuk doesn't go back and say bincha when your son was married to the non-Jew. Ella, but now rather, it's considered her son, so we see that the son, that this is where the famous principle comes from, that when we know that a person, how do you determine someone's person is Jewish? By the mother, not by the father. This is the drasha over here, and in Kiddushin that the Gemara uses to teach us this point, that a son that's coming only from a Jew, there are Tanaim that disagree. There are some Tanaim that say that if the father's Jewish, they're also Jewish. But we hold like these Tanaim, but only if the mother's Jewish. So Gemara says, Amar Avina Shema, we don't know from here. Ben Bizcha Ba Menav Kachavim Kar Bincha, that the daughter's son who comes from a non-Jew is considered your son. However, when it comes to if your son marries a non-Jew, then they're considered Mamish not Jewish whatsoever. So Gemara says, Leva Kachavar Avina. We consider Avino says over the Baal Bas Yisrael Avlad Kasher, the Vlad is going to be Kasher. We saw before that some of the opinion that the Vlad is a Mamzer. So Kasher over here implies that it's totally okay. So is that okay? So the Gemara says no. Still, Nehid the Mamzer Lahavik. Granted, he doesn't go as far as to say like the other Amoraim that hold, the other Tanayim that hold that it's Mamzeris when you have this Isser Daraisa marrying the non-Jew. But still, it's not a Mamzer. Kasher Nami Lahavik. They're not considered. They're not considered unblemished. They definitely have a blemish. They're still unfit. So therefore, Yisrael Pasul Mikra. We still call them Yisrael, however they're Pasul. So they're not on the same level. And that's why, unfortunately, we have rampant intermarriage. But those who are still Jewish, we still try to bring them back, obviously, as much as we can. There still is a psul yichus by them, a bissel. But that is something that the Mir Tashem, they can be rectified. If they are Erlich HaYidin, they end up marrying a nice Jew, then they'll have children who are not pasul. So that's what we hope. So the Gemara says, now wait a second though. Rabbi Yochan used the pasuk of Kiyasir Spincha Me'acharai. This was specifically Losis Chatin Bam is a reference to the Shiva Sa'amimin, because it's talking about when you come into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara points this out. Hayiva Shiva Umas Ksiv. This pasuk is specifically a reference to the Shiva Umas. Where do we know that a non-Jewish child is not from the Shiva Umas is like a general, the ones from the Shiva Umas? So Gemara says because Kiyasir, when he's going to turn away, L'rabos Kola HaMisarim. Anybody who's turning away, Kiyasir is an additional word because Kiyasir is talking about when they're turning away from their status. Turning away from the status is referring to any non-Jew, so therefore we see that any non-Jew would be included in this drasha. It's talking about going to having a relationship with a non-Jewish male. That's referring to all non-Jews, whether they are Shiva Sa'amim or whether they are from any other non-Jewish nation from anywhere else in the world. The Gemara points out that this only works on Elachar Shimon, the Darish Taima Dekra. He famously in Bava Metzia, he learns out Taima Dekra, because the Torah says that you're not allowed to take a pikadon from an almana. Let's say the Bagan almana, and Rabbi Shimon learns that the reason is this is referring to only a poor almana. Rabbi Shimon says because when it comes to what's the issue of taking a los achvat begad almana to use as a collateral? I'm allowed to take a collateral for any loan. That's something that the Torah recognizes. So why specifically by an almana I can't? Because if I'm giving her some sort of a collateral that she needs by daytime, by nighttime, so lach is after her turn it to her when it's necessary. So what's going to happen? The malveh lent it to her by morning and lent it by night, so he's going to have to, he has two different meanings, she's going to give him something that she needs by her pajamas at nighttime because all she has, and it's obviously necessary for her, and that's the collateral that she'll pay back the loan. So he's going to come, he has to come before every night and give her the clothing. So that would be the halacha. And then he has to come in the morning, give her by daytime, if you give her different collateral, whatever is her morning clothing, and he'll have to give it to that. So it's obviously inappropriate. That's going to lead to lies. Everyone's going to think that he's coming in and out to have relations with her. And therefore, it's going to lead to lies, and therefore, it's not right for her reputation. It's not fair to her. So therefore, the Torah tells you that's the reason of the pasuk, which tells you that you're not allowed to be chavet begad almana. You're not supposed to be keeping as a security alone the garments of a widow. So Rabbi Shimon paskins that this is only by a widow who is poor. What if the widow is very wealthy? So you don't need to, there's no issue because you don't need to return the security to her, and therefore if the whole thing is the lies that you're going to come to that and say that you have a relationship with her, you're not coming to her, you're not visiting her because you're going to take the security and you're allowed to. So that would be the gzera according to Rabbi Shimon. So now how does that apply back to us? So here also Rashi points out that when you say, what's the whole reason? We know the whole reason is that you don't want to have non-Jewish children. So it shouldn't matter if the Shiva is Amin or anybody else. So therefore, Kiyasir is going to be an extra pasuk to teach you that is talking about other nations of the world. However, according to anybody else, the Rabbanan, Minala, where are they going to derive that a child from a non-Jewish person is like the mother when she comes from any other Shiva Sa'amin? We don't have this extra drusha. According to Rabbi Shimon, I would have known it from the pasuk itself because the whole pasuk is that you're going to come achorai, they're going to be worship of Odezara, so I know Mele should apply to any of the Odezara in the world. Anybody who's non-Jewish is going to lead you to not keep Yiddishkeit. That makes sense. And then the pasuk of Kiyasir is a reboy to teach you all the other nations. However, the Rabbanu don't hold the time of the Kara, so what are they going to say? So Gemara points out, Man Tal Depalik Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Tana above that argues Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and the Brisa? We specifically saw that it was the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon is the one who is Dorish time of the Kara, so therefore, that he is the Rabbanu over here, so even according to Rabbanu, who is Rabbi Shimon here, they're going to hold that the non Shiva Sa'amim would apply to this Pasuk, and therefore, we learn from them that if a male of the non Jews, he marries a female who's a Jewish, then the child would be Jewish, whether it's a Shiva Sa'amim or it's anybody else, they would be considered Jewish. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah, An Chav Gimel Amud Beis. It's a little bit complicated here, just a little bit with a little bit of charts, not as bad. Anything compared to tests so far is going to be a walk in the park, but here is still considered, it's a little bit complicated. So let's just give a few introductions that there's four Yisurim that could potentially be applicable to a person when he is shayach to have Yibum. Right? A person dies on his children, Reuben dies on his children, and now coming to Shimon, Reuben's wife is coming to Shimon to do Yibum. So now, if Shimon's wife, Sarah, decides to just marry somebody else, that would be the Issa Dereisa of Losia Eishes Amesach Lutzel Yishzar, and that would be what's called Yavam Lashuk. The Chazal coined the term of Yavam Lashuk, marrying a person from the Shuk, from the market, literally, to anybody that's not her Zukuka. Then we have another Isser of Achos Zukukasa, that there's an issue of the Yavam marrying in the interim. While the Yavama is waiting to Limur Chalitza, if this guy wants to then marry the sister of the mother, and then creating a situation where you have an erva, then that makes you pater from Dumiyim Chalitza. So we saw before that this would apply Bain according to the one who holds of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. If you hold there's Yesh Zika, then in Pasha, that he's not allowed to marry the mother and the sister while he's waiting Yibum by this lady. Again, Reuben is married to Sarah, and he dies on his children. So Sarah is now coming before Shimon to do Yibum. Now in the interim, Shimon wants to marry Sarah's mother, Rachel, or he wants to marry Sarah's daughter, Leah. He's not allowed to do either of the two, and that was when we pointed that's because of Yezik or Ein Zika. Both of them would agree that this is Usr, because either you're negating, if you hold of Ein Zika, then you'd be negating the mitzvah deraisa of doing Yibum or Chalitza. You're not allowed to do that. You're not about to be a dying this mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza. Or if you hold the Yezik Zika, then he's supposed to be doing something with Sarah. The Kiddush is not supposed to be Chal, even while he's waiting to do the Zika Ban, is going to hold them between Sarah and Shimon. He's not allowed to marry Sarah's mother and Sarah's daughter either. That was another Isr. Now the another problem is Achos Chalutzasa, that there's an Isser, Daraisa, Darabana rather, I think actually, Achos Chalutza, the sister of Chalutza. After you do Chalutza with this Yavama, with Sarah, you're not allowed, it's Darabana and Sarah, he's not allowed to marry any of the sisters or any of her relatives, or normally Usher by a Grusha, is parallel to the Din Daraisa of divorcee, that you're not allowed to marry a divorcee sister, similar over here. Then we have Chalutzaso and Chalutzas Achim. There's an Isser over here against the Yavam marrying his own Chalutza or his brother's Chalutza. After a person has done chalitza with the widow of his brother, he is usher to marry her afterwards. Okay, because that's an issue to Reisa, I think, because we learned out. The Gemara learned out from Sukkim, I think it's an issue to Reisa. We said it from Kevan Shalabana Shuv Layibna, that Lachor, I think, should be an issue to Reisa. So it's important to note that because these Cheshbonos are going to be important for this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Misha Kiddush Achas Mishta Achayas. Reuben, he married Rachel Leah, and he didn't realize who was who. He got confused. They're identical twins or whatever, they look similar. He didn't realize, wait, they marry you. What happened? He doesn't know which one he married. So notes and get so this one, he gives it to each one of them. He's not married until I have marry either one of them, because we're not sure which one he is. If he really married, again, Reuben marries Rachel and Leah. If he really married Rachel and now he's going to divorce Rachel and marry Leah, then it's Achos Krushasa, that's an Issa Dereisa. And if it's really Leah, so then he marries Rachel, but we don't know, it's a 50-50 chance, and therefore we have a suffix. Mace, if one of them died without any children, without divorcing him, and he has one brother, and he must do chalitza to both of them. He's not allowed to do anything else other than chalitza, because each of these sisters could be he could be either the widow of this person, or he might be the sister of the widow. So why don't you say Shimon could do with chalitza with one of them and then marry the other one? If we have Rachel Leah here, why don't we do chalitza with Rachel and then do Yibum with Leah? Because if Leah was actually his brother's wife, that would be Yibum, that's fine. However, if this is not the case though, then he would be marrying the wife's chalutzoso, which we just pointed out, that would be an Isser Derabanan, so therefore we're not allowed to do that. If he had two brothers, Shimon and Levi, so echad chuletz ve'echad biyamin. One can perform chalitza with one of the sisters, and afterwards the other one is allowed to do yibum. So here you have Shimon has to do chalitza with one of the sisters, Rachel, and then Levi can either if he wants to, he can marry Leah, because Leah is definitely going to be permitted. Because if really Leah was the true one that Reuven married, so then you'd be performing yibum, and if Leah wasn't, then it would be the case of that he already did chalitza for you, the brother. We don't assume that there's no iser when Shimon does chalitza. The only iser is for Shimon to then to marry an achos chalutzaso. But the other brother, if there's another brother in the picture, Levi, there is no iser derabanan there for him to marry the sister of the chalutzaso. So that would be mutter for him. That's what we say only for Shimon. So therefore, Levi would be allowed to marry in that circumstance. Kinvav v'kantz. However, if both brothers went ahead and they did marry their sisters, ein motzim biyadam, we're not allowed to force them to get divorced. If they didn't consult Beis Din, we don't make them get divorced. Why not? Because even if the first one got married and it wasn't the true, and he did take the true Yavama, the sister is the Zukuka, marry the other one. So now, over here, it's questionable whether any violation had been done. So we don't force them to divorce their wives. That would be over here. This is the only case where it's possible that no Isser was done. If there is a person who has relations with who are trying to marry an Achuz of Kukhaso and purpose, and he knows for sure, then we do make him uproot the marriage. That's what we see from here. Shnayim Shekitzur Shteachas. This is where it gets a little more complicated over here. You have Reuven and Shimon, who are not, let's just use someone else. Reuven, I'm going to use the example, our article is Gershon, so we use Gershon. That you have, Shnayim Shekitzur Shteachas, if you have Reuven and Gershon, who marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Zeh Enei Odea, so each one don't know which one of them married. I'm going to use the names of art school users, because they have a chart, a very good chart to use. So if you want to consult the chart, you can do that. So here, in the case that we're discussing over here, we have that each one doesn't know which one you married. So each of them married one of the sisters, but you don't know which one is his wife, which one is his sister's wife, and which one he's married to. So now, we have Rachel and Leah over here, and we don't know what's the situation. This is similar to the case that we have in the previous part, that each one would have to get to divorce each one, because we don't know which one you're married to, which one is the sister. So there's a suffix on both ends. Each one have to divorce both of them. So as a suffix. Now, Mesu, if both of them die without any children, without divorcing any of these sisters, Lezeach v'Lezeach, so then each one has a brother, so therefore Zechalitzer Shteim, Reuven's brother has to do Chalitza with both, and Zechalitzer Shteim, and also Shimon's, and also Gershon's brother has to do it with both also. Because in the midst of the previous case, neither one is allowed to do Yibum, because each one doesn't know which is the Achazukoko, so you're gonna have the Shaila over here. And you want to consult the chart, you can just see how that plays out. Zeh Echad v'zeh Shnayim, if this one has, Reuven has one brother, and Gershon has two brothers, Hayachad Chalitzer Shteim, Reuven's brother should do chalitza with both the sisters, Vashnaim, and the two brothers of Gershon. One of them is chalitza, one of them is going to be yavim. Here, we have Gershon's brother as kahas of Ari in the picture. So then one kahas does chalitza with one sister, Merari, and Marushak is going to be mutter to the other lady. If she was the wife of Merari's own brother, so then he'd be doing yibum. And if the sister is married to Gershon, so then he's the one who did chalitza, and therefore she'd be permitted in Marushak, and therefore it would be mutter. That's what we see over here. Now, similar halacha though. What happens in the case where you had Gershon's brother, both of them did Yibum, so then in Motzibiyadim we do not force the divorce over there, because if after Reuven's brother did Chalitza with the two sisters, each of Gershon's brother does marries one of them, we don't marry before them to get divorced, and Shimon's Chalutzoso removed the status from Reuven's family. The only issue over here is the Yibum by Kasmari, whether we don't know which one is the Achaz Kukaso and which one was the Zakuka's sister. But once they already did Bia, already, then we don't force them to get divorced, because the Mafreya, what comes out is they're no longer going to be usher at the state that they're currently in. If each one had two surviving brothers, each one could perform chalitza with one of them, with Rachel, and one of them with Leah. And afterwards, the brother may take the yibum, the sister who did chalitza with the other pair. And the other one also may do yibum with the one who did chalitza with the other side. Because in that case, Reuben's second brother, Levi, is allowed to do yibum with either Leah or with Kaas. And Gershon's second brother can do it with Rachel, who did chalitza from Shimon. Because it's Moanashach again. If Leah were actually Reuben's wife, she was Levi's zakuka for the moment Reuben's death, and Levi is now doing Yibum. And if Rachel, and it was not Leah, was actually Reuben's wife, so then Reuben's death, Rachel became Levi's zakuka, and Leah's sister, Leah, is currently not the zakuka sister, since she had done chalitza with Shimon, so she's good, and therefore Manashach is going to be fine. Now the fact that Leah was married to an unrelated Gershon who died childless, and therefore she was also married, but once she did chalitza with Gershon's brother, she was released from that, so it's no problem. Kidmushnaim v'chaltu, if two brothers did chalitza with both sisters, lo yibum v'shnayim, the two brothers are not allowed, not both ends should not do chalitza, because the one of them is going to be getting married, might be taking the sister achas ukukasa. Ela chuleitz echad v'yabim. One does yibum, one does chalitza. Kadma v'kansu ein motim v'yadim. It's similar over here. Once they had done it, each one can claim that they're taking the one who's not achas ukukasa. And since over here we're not, I'm afraid, dealing with the mamash and isher gamor, so therefore this is going to be something which we can't force them to do, and that would be mutter. Fine. Now we're up to the gemara. Says the gemara, now shema min kedushin shein mitzrin lebia ave kedushin. That if you have kedushin, that's not necessarily having the possibility of having bia, is not going to be a valid kedushin. The Gemara assumes that Mishnah is referring to a case where there was uncertainty from the beginning whether a sister had married. Example, both sisters, they appointed a shaliach to do the kedushin, and the person said that the value of kedushin, one of the sisters are married to me. So Gemara is assuming that's the case that we're discussing over here. So Gemara says, no, that's not what we're talking about. No, they first married identical twins. Each one said to the shaliach, they didn't really see them, and each one said to the shaliach, they said, wait a second, are you Rachel Leah? Which one? I don't know who I ended up giving the kedushin to, and each one got confused. But Avada, when they first got married, they thought they knew they were getting the kedushin with. So the Gemara says, "Daikanami." This actually seems to be Madiak. This actually seems to be the right reading of the Mishnah. Daktani ve'ene yodeh. The Mishnah says ve'ene yodeh. Now he doesn't know. V'loktani ve'ene yadua. Doesn't say that it wasn't known originally. Ve'ene yodeh now, meaning now I didn't know. I knew at the time of the kedushin that I didn't know. So we see over here that this is not a raya that kedushin shemus for the bia is considered a kedushin. So remember, we know that the Gemara says it's not a good proof that this would be the case. The Gemara says, "Ma'ika mash milan." So what's the Mishnah teaching us when it tells us that both women must be divorced? But we know, Pashut, they should be dedicated to divorce, obviously. So the Gemara says, no need for the Seifa. You do chalitza with both of them. The chiddush of that point. If you have two surviving brothers, one of them does chalitza, the other one is allowed to do yibum. Dafka michlatz v'hadir bumah. You dafka have to do that order. You have to do chalitza and then yibum. You can't do yibum with one of the two sisters before the other brother does chalitza, because the kapaga b'achos ukukaso, that would be the isser derbanan of the achos ukukaso or potential achos ukukaso, and therefore you would not be allowed to do that. Okay, b'ashtam v'chikam v'shnayim shikritz v'shnayim chayos tomorrow's daf.